AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Robert Cremo III is facing seven counts of first-degree murder in court later today for the mass shooting at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. Eric Reinhart is the Lake County State's Attorney.
We anticipate dozens of more charges centering around each of the victims. Psychological victims, physical victims, attempt murder charges, aggravated discharge charges, aggravated battery charges. There will be dozens of more charges against Mr. Cremo.
Police say the suspect had planned this for several weeks. The AP's Mike Balsamo has more on Cremo's background.
He had an extensive online presence. He had several YouTube channels, was an aspiring rapper. And in those videos, law enforcement officials say that he made reference to mass murder. They believe, based on an initial investigation, his devices and electronics that he had researched other mass killings.
Police say the suspect legally bought the rifle used in the attack in Illinois within the past year. In all, police said he bought five firearms. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he plans to stay in power despite the resignations of two top cabinet ministers and a slew of more junior officials. Johnson's future is in doubt over his handling of ethics scandals, including the case of a senior official accused of sexual misconduct.
I think it was a mistake, and I apologize for it.
Opponents in Britain hope to change party rules to allow a new no-confidence vote that could oust Johnson. He survived one such vote last month. European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen says the 27-nation European Union needs to make emergency plans to prepare for a complete cutoff of Russian gas in the wake of the Kremlin's war in Ukraine. Parts of Australia's largest city, Sydney, have been inundated by four major floods since March of last year. This is AP News. The Secretary General of OPEC has died.
A spokesman for Nigeria's Petroleum Ministry has told the Associated Press Mohamed Bakindo, who was 63, died late Tuesday in Abuja. The reason for his death was not immediately known. Hours before he died, he met with Nigeria's president and had spoken in defense of the energy industry amid increasing climate change pressure. His death has come as a surprise to industry insiders. His second term as head of OPEC was set to end in 3 weeks on July 31. He'd held the post for 6 years since 2016. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Carlos Santana passed out last night on stage while performing at Michigan's outdoor Pine Knob Amphitheater. The 74-year-old was said to be overcome by heat exhaustion. His manager said Carlos Santana was taken to a hospital for observation and is doing well. Tonight's show in Pennsylvania has been postponed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.